Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The 2018 tax reform brought the most changes to the federal income tax code that it's had in the past 30 years. And your first real experience with these changes will probably be when you file your upcoming tax return. In general, most taxpayers will pay less tax for their 2018 taxes compared to prior years, but our next guest says this law has also created some new retirement planning considerations, especially for those planning to retire during the next 5 years. Pete Pigeon is a certified financial planner with the Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Pete, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, let's go over a quick summary of some of the key changes to tax reform for our listeners.
Sure. Primarily much lower rates across the board compared to 2017 rates, and the tax brackets are wider because there's more income per bracket. Another large change is that there's an increase in the standard deduction, which we think will result in fewer people itemizing their deductions. The other large impact is that the child tax credit has increased significantly. The amount of income that taxpayers can earn before that actually gets phased out, goes away, has gone up. So many more people will be eligible for the child tax credit, which we think is a good thing.
All right, well, let's go ahead and jump to the retirees that are in our audience today. What do they need to keep in mind now with this new tax law? People especially, as I mentioned in my introduction, who are thinking about retiring in the next 5 years.
What's interesting about this is that we live in a very interesting political environment, and these changes to the tax code are not permanent. So they have a sunset provision, which means that if nothing is done within Congress, then they will sunset back to a different set of tax rates that are going to be higher than what they are now. We think tax rates are very low, in fact, historically low. So the thought for retirees and those that are retiring in 5 years or 10 years is, what will those rates be then? And what can you do now that can perhaps mitigate the income tax you pay on your retirement income?
Can you walk us through a couple of real world examples?
Sure. In one example, we have a client who is going to receive large pension payments at age 65. She's going to defer Social Security until age 70. And then she also has a large retirement account balance that we project will have very large required minimum distributions at age 70. So when you add those things in, her tax rates at age 70, based on even current tax rates, will be substantially higher than what she pays now. So one strategy that we use quite often is a Roth conversion, which basically is moving your money from a traditional IRA into a Roth IRA. The process of doing that does trigger a tax event. But if someone can do that in a time period where they are in a lower tax bracket and they can do it over time, then what will happen is that those required minimum distributions at age 70 are now lower, because you do not have to take required minimum distributions out of a Roth IRA. You do have to take required minimum distributions out of a traditional IRA. So the idea of gradually converting IRA assets to Roth is one strategy that we use during those gap years for certain clients.
And that's because your tax rates are lower now, and you would then avoid that required minimum distribution later.
Correct. And distributions that that client takes out of the Roth have no impact on their taxable income in the future. The real two themes here are, one, we think that tax rates are historically low, so why not consider doing some of these tax moves when we have historically low tax rates? Two, we don't think tax rates in the future will be the same as they are now. What they will be, we don't necessarily know, but there are certainly some compelling arguments that tax rates will need to be higher in the future. And thirdly, the idea of utilizing the tax brackets, meaning we want to fill up as much of those lower tax brackets as possible. That's kind of how we solve for what amount to use of taxable assets so that taxable income in the future will be lower.
And I guess we should probably also remind our listeners that everybody's different, and that, you know, one tax strategy is not going to work for everybody.
Yeah, I think it's important to point out that we work closely with tax professionals. I think it's good to have dialogue with your advisors on these concepts. These concepts don't always work for everyone. What will work for someone may not work for another. So I just say proceed with caution. But the idea of planning around your future income and future taxation is a really good conversation to have with your investment professionals.
Pete, thanks for stopping by the studio today.
Mike, thank you very much.
Pete Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with the Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.